South Charlotte residents are continuing to push for changes in Charlotte-Mecklenburg schools' construction plans. It's not clear how far they'll get, or what those changes could cost taxpayers. WFAE's Ann Doss Helms has more.
This summer, CMS seemed to be locked in on plans for two new schools in South Charlotte. A K-8 school slated to open in 2020, and a high school scheduled for 2023. But residents are pressing for changes in both of those plans. In June, the school board voted to open the K-8 school as a neighborhood school, with 30% of the seats set aside for a yet undetermined magnet program. Residents are petitioning for a full magnet, which would let families decide whether to opt in or stay put. Because August brought a change in superintendents, school board member Sean Strain said at Tuesday's board meeting he'll ask the board to get a second opinion from Superintendent Ernest Winston. Strain represents the South Charlotte district.
I look forward to the majority of this board agreeing to ask the superintendent to revisit the previous recommendation and reaffirm with his new leadership team how he would recommend Ray Farms be used in the best interest of the community and district.
Also Tuesday, South Charlotte residents urged the board to reject a preliminary plan to build a 3,000-student high school on land next to Old Providence Elementary. They asked for a bigger site closer to crowded Ardrickell High. Here's Marianne Gaffney.
There is land available now in South Charlotte, land the district could secure to build a fully comprehensive high school that allowed room for growth.
The catch is that CMS already owns the Old Providence site, and a big chunk of land in the Ballantyne area wouldn't be cheap. Winston says he's still reviewing the high school site. He says he'll wait for the board's instructions on whether to rethink the K-8 plan. For WFAE News, I'm Ann Doss Helms in Charlotte.